We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, green living viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douala, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ife Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampar Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, IBM works with a Canadian university to reduce energy usage and greenhouse gas emissions. In animal news, rare Javan rhinos are filmed in Indonesia's Ujung Kulon National Park. In ecology news, organic farming training is provided to young people in the north region of Ghana. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 6th, is the birthday of the President of Ecuador, His Excellency Dr. Rafael Correa Delgado, born in Guayaquil, Ecuador in 1963. Committed to improving prosperity in the nation, His Excellency has increased support of social programs, including healthcare and education. During President Correa's administration, Ecuador, which is rich in biodiversity, passed a law that grants legal rights to nature. His Excellency has also advocated reforestation to help ensure the recovery of water resources. President Correa attended the United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP16, in Cancun, Mexico in 2010, calling for action to protect developing nations. Our earnest appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Rafael Correa Delgado, for your efforts to better the lives of Ecuadorians. We respectfully wish you a blessed birthday with loved ones.
Fly News. Namibia reels into continued floods. Widespread rains across the north since January 2011 recently claimed at least 62 lives, rendering another 20,000 homeless as of Monday, April 4th. The worst-hit areas include several communities in the densely populated Cuvillay Basin, where many also are living in less fortunate situations. Rescuers have been working around the clock, using vehicles and helicopters when necessary to airlift stranded victims. With food supplies jeopardized as crop fields are also submerged, President Hifikepunye Pohamba declared a state of emergency while requesting international assistance.
Expressing her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please check to see if any additional help is needed and to go if possible to bring comfort to the most vulnerable flood-stricken people. She added that emergency funds are available.
Our appreciation for President Pohamba's concern and the timely help of Namibian rescue teams, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt sympathy. May such weather extremities quickly be eased, as humanity soon turns to kinder, more eco-stabilizing ways.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan. Nearly a month after the March 11th earthquake and tsunami, the confirmed number of fatalities in the nation is over 12,300 and rising, with more than 15,000 still unaccounted for, with 45,780 demolished buildings indicating communities that no longer exist. The lives of entire families have been lost, and experts say the actual death toll could reach 100,000. As of Monday, April the 4th, more than 166,000 people remained in shelters.
At the troubled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, the race to gain control on the situation was getting more desperate as irradiated water continued to be discovered both inside and outside the plant, with levels so high inside that workers could not conduct crucial repairs needed to halt the catastrophic radiation leaks and shut the facility down. However, on Wednesday, officials announced that they had been successful in stopping the leak of highly contaminated water into the Pacific Ocean. Prior to that, operator Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, reported that seawater samples collected near the number 2 reactor contained up to 7.5 million times the legal limit of radioactive iodine, with radioactive cesium at 1.1 million times the legal limit. The cesium is of even greater concern because it can remain in the environment for centuries.
On Monday, radioactive iodine, significantly above legal limits, was detected in landfish caught off Ibaraki Prefecture. As fishermen voluntarily halted shipments, Japan's health ministry announced plans to publish criteria for banning radiation-affected food products. On Tuesday, in response to parents' concerns for the safety of their children returning to school, the Fukushima prefectural government began an emergency radiation check of some 1,400 school playgrounds in the region outside the 20-kilometer evacuation zone.
TEPCO on Monday began dumping 11,500 tons of contaminated water, 100 times more radioactive than legal limits, into the Pacific Ocean. Officials said the emergency measure is needed to create storage space for even more highly toxic water in an effort to allow workers safely back into the plant. Japan has also asked Russia to send the Suzuran, one of the world's largest liquid radioactive waste treatment plants, to help end the nuclear crisis. Although Japan's Atomic Energy Agency says that disposal into the seawater will not pose a major health risk, its impact on marine environments remain uncertain. With atmospheric radiation that has already been detected across South Korea, despite prevailing winds that would normally blow the contamination elsewhere, the neighboring nation's government has expressed concern as to how radiation standards will be established, along with how the effects will be stemmed. Jacqueline Cabasso, executive director of the U.S.-based Western States Legal Foundation, also warned, the U.S. Department of Energy has testified that there is no level of radiation that is so low that it is without health risks.
With protests against the use of nuclear energy occurring in places like Germany, where hundreds of thousands are calling for an end to this unstable source of energy, more people across the world are raising the concern that if all nuclear power plants face similar troubles and dumped into sea like this, our environment would face very grave troubles. TEPCO has meanwhile been receiving 40,000 public complaints daily, and on Sunday, around 300 protesters held an anti-nuclear demonstration at the utility's headquarters in Tokyo.
We thank the concerned Japanese personnel and citizens, as well as all international help, for your diligent assistance in the relief and nuclear situations. May heaven bless the affected residents in their recovery, as we pray that such calamities are minimized through our wiser and more benevolent stewardship of the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People across the globe continue to stand up for improved living conditions and democratic principles, often braving reprisal to speak up for their rights and those of others in countries that include Iraq, Libya, Palestine, Syria, United Kingdom, and Yemen.
Inspired by the peaceful revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt, youth in Palestine continue using social media such as Facebook to call for an end to the division between the Palestinian Hamas and Fatah groups.
According to several media sources, Monday's approval by the Israeli government of 4 new settlements in the West Bank, with possibly 900 more housing units to be built in East Jerusalem, was met by a warning from the French Foreign Ministry that such actions are not only in violation of international law, but also represent an obstacle to peace. On Monday, April the 4th, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad appointed Mohammed Khaled al-Hanas as the new governor of the restive province of Daraa. Although protesters reiterated calls for the end of martial law and oppression by security services, as well as for detainees to be freed, property rights to be respected, and freedom of expression. Also on Monday, people in the semi-autonomous region of Iraqi Kurdistan protested in the tens of thousands to demand greater government financial accountability, as well as safety, social justice, and democracy. According to China's Xinhua news agency, a group of 10 Taliban members in Afghanistan's Kunduz province relinquished their weapons and joined the central government's peace process, where they have been promised jobs and opportunities to contribute to the region's goals of improved harmony and security.
In the United Kingdom, where large protests have already erupted over cost-cutting plans announced by the government, people living on disability benefits have been told their claims will be reassessed to see if they are capable of returning to work. Many who are too ill to work have expressed fear they may unjustly have their benefits revoked. Recognizing that those most at risk are too unwell and lack the financial resources to protest, Kalia Franklin and Ridian von James have created the website The Broken of Britain, using various social media to inform others about the proposed disability changes, as well as to communicate the issues of the disabled to Parliament members. Meanwhile, controversial proposed reductions in the National Health Service, including the abolishment of primary healthcare trusts, have been put on hold.
In Yemen, Al Jazeera reports that the government's efforts to quash the peaceful protest movement is actually strengthening the resolve of citizens to continue calling for change. The protesters have also begun appealing for the European Union and the US to help intervene before more lives are lost.
In Taiz, tens of thousands of protesters calling for reforms and regime change on Tuesday were attacked by troops, with hundreds injured, while 3 more people lost their lives and 15 others were wounded that same day when tribes loyal to the regime clashed with government forces backing the protesters in Sana'a.
Citing officials in both the US and Yemen, the New York Times reports that the US has begun quiet negotiations with the Yemeni government to bring about a peaceful transfer of power that will help meet the reform conditions desired by the people.
Following months of conflict, an airstrike on Monday night in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, initiated by UN and French forces to stop attacks on civilians, prompted several generals for incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo to begin negotiating his surrender with forces loyal to President Alassane Ouattara, the internationally recognized leader based on national elections last November.
President Gbagbo, who also requested United Nations protection, has been staying in an underground bunker of his residence in Abidjan after the presidential palace was taken over on Tuesday by troops supporting President Ouattara.
In Libya, Information Minister Moussa Ibrahim announced the government is willing to negotiate reforms, stating that it will support the transition to any political system, constitutional change, elections or referendum, while insisting that decisions about whether leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi and his sons remain in power or in the country should be voted on by the Libyan people, not dictated from abroad.
Al Jazeera and 2 Arab newspapers cited various sources stating that Colonel Muammar Gaddafi had offered a proposal to the Revolutionary Citizens National Interim Council, in which he said he would step down and leave the country with his family in exchange for not being prosecuted.
Revolutionary representatives for the National Transition Council in Benghazi stated that they probably would not be able to trust the government, given their experience of the violence against innocent civilians, and were therefore not interested in negotiations.
They also rejected the offer from Colonel Gaddafi, saying that to allow him to avoid accountability would not do justice to those who lost their lives due to government actions.
The Italian government has meanwhile announced its recognition of the National Transition Council, set up by members of the pro-democracy movement, as the legitimate government of the Libyan people.
Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu also stated that his country would be willing to mediate the conflict, with an immediate ceasefire being top priority and an ultimate goal of peaceful resolution. While deeply saddened by the irreplaceable loss of life, we pray for the ceasing of conflict in all nations, with citizens choosing to live side by side in shared security, freedom, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Qinghai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned, even if humans can't forgive. Heaven will."
Swine flu outbreak hits Zambia's school and takes lives in Georgia, Venezuela, and Mexico. Zambia's Ministry of Health announced that the pandemic influenza A, or H1N1, or swine flu, has emerged at Fatima Girls Secondary School in the Dollar City, Zambia, where 8 out of 10 sample tests from ill pupils were confirmed positive for the virus on April 1st. In Georgia as well, the virus has claimed another life, adding to a total of 30 people who died from swine flu this year. In Venezuela, swine flu has spread to the capital Caracas and 17 other states since the outbreak on March 17th and has infected more than 700 people as of March 31st, with 8 deaths so far this year. In the state of Chihuahua, Mexico, authorities have confirmed 4 people who died of swine flu and 6 other people infected with the virus at the end of March. The H1N1 swine flu strain has been known to originate in large-scale livestock farms whose filthy, crowded conditions breed pathogens harmful to animal and human health. Our sympathies to those who have lost loved ones to this heartbreaking illness, as we pray for an end to the suffering from this and all such related diseases as humanity transitions to the safe and compassionate vegan lifestyle. Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the alternative living flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Newly released satellite images show varying gravity on our planet. In an innovative application of data from a satellite known as GOSE, scientists from the European Space Agency have created an exaggerated rendering of Earth that makes it appear somewhat like a giant potato in space. Their images illustrate how the pull of gravity varies depending on our location on the planet, with the strongest pull depicted in yellow and the weakest in blue. Gravity does not have a uniform effect on Earth because our planet is not a perfect sphere and its interior mass is not evenly distributed. Further analysis of the GOSE data is providing new insights into the force of gravity and how it shapes some key processes on Earth, such as how oceans circulate and redistribute the heat from the sun, a topic of great importance to climate change. This information could also help increase our knowledge about occurrences like quakes as the scientists seek to reveal three-dimensional views of the Earth's interior events. Kudos, European Space Agency scientists, on these remarkable findings. We look forward to more updates and insights that help us understand, appreciate, and preserve our beautiful planetary home.
Save our planet. As the country with climate change impacts forecast to be second most severe in the world, Honduras is currently enduring a record heat wave, with medical experts warning of the 40 degrees Celsius temperature's adverse effects on skin problems, allergies and other health conditions.
Save our planet. India's Minister of State for Rural Development, Jayant Patil, is promoting the nation's Eco-Village program, where communities that commit to tree planting and other ecological measures receive extra funds, with benefits that include both prosperous and sustainable communities, as well as increased regional tree cover.
Warning news. A Minnesota-based company in the USA recalls nearly 55,000 pounds of turkey burger meat after its contamination with salmonella causes 12 people across 10 states to become ill, with potentially deadly outcomes.
Hello, I'm Rangu the Rangutan, a happy vegan. I want to share a tip from very caring Supreme Master Ching Hai. Surgery gloves for domestic use in your home can be washed, saved, and blown up as balloons, painted with colors and strung together for a party, or tied on dry twigs or branches to make a bouquet. Have fun with kids. Thanks so much, beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this festive idea. And thank you, loyal viewers, for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thanks for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
In technology news, IBM works with a Canadian university to reduce energy consumption and greenhouse gas emissions. IBM Canada is partnering with McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario for the plan. Utilizing advanced building management software, IBM will incorporate information from 60 university campus structures. The data collected from already existing meters and sensors in heating, cooling, hot water, lighting, and other systems will be analyzed to best determine how to lower energy consumption. We tip our hats to you, IBM Canada and McMaster University, for your eco-friendly endeavor. May developments like these help all to adopt sustainable practices.
In animal news, rare Javan rhinos are filmed in Indonesia's Ujung Kulon National Park. Hidden cameras took footage of two females, each with a calf. Only 12 other rhino births have been known about in the last 10 years. The newly sighted youngsters raises the number of the herbivorous Java rhinos living in the wild to a possible 50, compared to the previously thought 40. Ujung Kulon National Park Authority Chief Agus Priambudi stated that the footage would provide information about the critically endangered rhinos that will greatly help support conservation efforts. Our earnest thankfulness, Ujung Kulon National Park, for your laudable efforts to protect these beautiful co-inhabitants. May humanity quickly awaken to our role as devoted guardians of the magnificent animal kingdom. Up next on Noteworthy News, more than 180 young people have attended an organic garden training program in Tamale, Ghana. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. More rewarding news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, altruistic news for a beneficent world. In Ecology News, organic farming training is provided in the north region of Ghana. The nonprofit SOS Children is holding agricultural courses in Tamale, approximately 800 kilometers from the capital of Accra. Up to now, over 180 young people have attended the 8-month accredited program based on a model created by the Food and Agricultural Organization, or FAO. A representative from the FAO, Mr. Mark Ofei, lauded the project's effect in improving the standard of living and food security of the involved communities. SOS also operates a children's village in Tamale, which is home to 120 children without parental support. Bravo, SOS Children, for your dedication to the pure-hearted youngsters and families of Ghana. May all governments, organizations, and individuals turn to organic growing practices to usher in an age of exuberant well-being for our planet and the abundant life she so graciously supports.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Tagalog, a language spoken in the Philippines, entitled History Exam.
Ang eksamen ni Jaime sa kasaysayan. Kumusta ang eksamen ni Jaime sa kasaysayan? Oh, hindi mabuti. Pero mayroong hindi niya kasalanan. Tinanong nila siya tungkol sa mga bagay na nangyari bago ang hamak na bata ay naipanganak.
And now for our viewers' heartline on The King & Co, an epic drama personally written and directed via remote control by Supreme Master Ching Hai, which aired on Enlightening Entertainment. It can also be accessed in our online archives.
I just finished watching The King & Co and absolutely loved it. Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for taking us to the heavenly realms. Viewer from Australia.
Enthusiastic viewer, thank you for your sweet note. This epic drama created by Supreme Master Ching Hai presents the noble and virtuous path in such a humorous yet very powerful manner.
Be vetch. Be go green. To save the planet.
You can share this news with others to promote a healthy, loving way of life. It is wonderful news that it is now available on DVD. God bless you and all the kind-hearted people of Australia. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you. You're welcome, my love. Enjoy.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the love and light of heaven uplift you always.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During a meeting with visiting Saudi Shura Council Speaker Dr. Abdullah Al-Sheikh, Romanian Senate President Dan Mircea Jonna highlights the importance of the Saudi delegation's visit in expanding cultural and educational ties, as well as bilateral parliamentary cooperation.
The second meeting of indigenous Guarani nation members from several Latin American countries concludes in Paraguay with a final declaration that calls for free transit through traditional jungle territories, as well as an end to the use of genetically modified soy and destructive pesticides, among other requests.
The Chinese Ministry of Civil Affairs and the China Children Insurance Foundation expands free insurance to 17,000 more orphans and children from disadvantaged families in Jilin Province and the southwestern municipality of Chongqing.
According to the US-based Nations at Restaurant News, with movements like Meatless Monday on the rise, independent and large casual dining restaurant chains in the USA have responded by adding more meat-free alternatives to their menus.
According to Prensa Latina News, a special program is being created in the Department of La Paz, Bolivia, designed to provide therapies and learning opportunities for children with disabilities to help them develop and participate more fully in society.
Serbian President Boris Tadic, Croatian Prime Minister Jadranka Kosor, and Slovenian Prime Minister Borut Pahor meet in Serbia, where they agree to enhance their country's economic cooperation.
Firefighter Merv Neal receives the New Zealand Bravery Award for his heroic actions when, despite being burned over 70% of his body, he helped lead many of his co-workers to safety from an explosive blaze.
For his courageous and selfless leadership, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honouring Mr. Neal with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $2,000 for extra help with medicine, with all her love and a hero's salute. At Priyakad Miliar Hospital in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, Oleksii's or Vietnamese military doctors perform free eye checkups and operations to help restore vision to over 100 less fortunate residents in the city.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.